We're back again for yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, and with me today, the usual suspects here to discuss the DStv Premiership. Of course, I'm talking about Pro Pilani and Banele Pikwa. Gentlemen, good to have you back again.
Good to be here. Good to be back.
Yeah, see, Pro is buzzing. It's all smiles.
All smiles.
That's what adrenaline can do.
Yeah, how are you feeling? Because obviously you had two wishes going into the weekend. One came true, and then Pro, we know what happened to the other wish of Banele's. He wanted Pirates to win.
Yeah, he can remind us himself.
Yeah, look, I was excited on Friday when the draw came out that we drew Isimba. Not because I undermined them or anything. They are a very good side. I mean, there's no poor team when it gets to the quarterfinals, but I think it would have been an embarrassment if we got the experience. So we didn't want any of that. Yeah. And if you are to lose in the quarterfinals, then you rather lose to Isimba than you lose to Sundowns with the noise and all of that. So we still want to enjoy the 2-1 victory over them. So, like, stretch it. Revenge, you know. So yeah, the one wish, it came. So it will be an interesting game against Isimba. As for the second wish, I was very, very disappointed. But that wish easily turned because I ended up enjoying the game and I wanted Sundowns to score more goals. So that's what being a neutral can do.
As Banele touched on, Pro Chiefs obviously face Simba and Mamelodi Sundowns face Al Ahly. So pizza tears, what's gonna happen?
Hey, I feel sorry for my African brother, because after the quarterfinal, I think he's going to look for another job.
You think you'll get there? Because obviously results haven't been forthcoming for Al Ahly, and yeah, we know how their board is, and they don't play games.
I think it will get there. I think the fans have been unhappy about the team's performance for a very long time, and they feel that the tactics have been defensive, and they also feel that the team is not fluid enough. And fans are strongly aggrieved, and they feel that the men should walk.
Sure. Just before we get the thoughts of Banele touched on the Champions League draw, and he said there's no bad team in the quarterfinals. Do you agree with that?
I disagree. there is a team that drew its way to the quarterfinals, but but I know that Banele won't agree with me. But there is a bad team
that drew their way to the quarterfinals.
There is one bad team, and I think it's a fair draw that they got. But believe me, like I said before, I predicted that they will get as far as the quarterfinals, and I'm convinced that they won't make it past to the semifinals.
Nearly.
So yeah, I'll start off with Upitso Mosimane. I think Pro is 100% spot on. I mean, the fans are not happy. The results are there. You know, I mean, you look at the team, they've only lost once, and they haven't been really losing, but they've been...
I suppose it's the manner how they're getting.
How they're getting about 2-1, you find maybe they scored in the 88th minute, you know, they're grinding on results, I should put it like that. So, yeah, the fans are used to seeing Al Ahly bowling team and dressing team. If you remember last season, there was a time where they went 16-17 games, winning all of them comfortably too. So they want to see Al Ahly like that. And yeah, with Tupitso at the helm, it hasn't been the story. It's been very, very negative and defensive. So yeah, it would be an interesting story to see Sundowns knocking Upitso out and seeing him being sacked. I mean, it would be one the journalist would love. It would make all the headlines. At the same time, Upitso beating Mamelodi Sundowns and taking them out of the CAF Champions League in a season where we all think they've got a better chance, even way better than the 2016 season that they won. I mean, this season the Sundowns have stamped their authority. We're all saying bazoyithatha the Champions League, you know. I know it's 2016 they done it, but there were a lot of doubts. But now there's confidence, and you can see the noise coming out of Pretoria and all of that. They were ready to draw anyone. So if Upitso can be the one to take them out also, it would be an interesting one for the publications.
I think an interesting one is figuring out who's the favorite in that fixture. Because my personal favorite is Mamelodi Sundowns. But obviously, looking at what they've done on the African continent and the pedigree they have in this tournament and just everything about them, they've got a serial winner in Pitso Mosimane. He's won everything there is. So I do think I would understand if people say Al Ahly are favourites, but my personal favourites are Mamelodi Sundowns, bro.
They are mine too. And
oh wow, thanks. I don't know that.
looking at Al Ahly, they're also playing Zamalek, a very big game on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think whatever outcome of that match will pile more pressure on the coach, because he doesn't have an option to lose against Zamalek. He doesn't have an option to lose against Sundowns. Against Sundowns, it's personal. Against Zamalek, it's a derby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big game in Egypt. So if he loses that one, I think there's going to be so much pressure.
The writing will be on the wall.
Yeah, I think by the time the second leg against Sundowns comes,
how would you want that result to pan out, the Zamalek one? As a Sundown supporter, how would you want that?
A draw will be fair results for him, because
if he comes into the game with confidence.
If Al Ahly wins, then they'll go to the Sundowns match with confidence, and they might give Sundowns a lot of problems, especially since they will be playing a home game.
Mm-hmm.
So you would want to play against them when they are not that confident about themselves, when they doubt each other, when they doubt the coach, and when they are divided on the stands. Because I know that even though there won't be fans at the stadium, but you would want that fan base to be on Coach Peter's neck all the time. So I'd like that one. The best results for Peter should be a draw against Zamalek, so that when Sundowns comes, they know that their jobs are on the line.
Mm-hmm. So Coach Peter shouldn't be tweeting after Monday's game, because they'll be coming focused on the next. That has been the story the whole season.
Yeah, but who's the favourite for you, Banele, Al Ahly or Sundowns?
Hey, it's a tough one. Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's even Stevens. No favourites for me. I really can't separate the two teams. I mean, if I say Sundowns are favourites, on what grounds am I saying Al Ahly are not favourites? At the same time, if I say Al Ahly, you know, so it's difficult.
So
you're
paying respect to both clubs?
For both. I mean, Al Ahly, at the end of the day, they're still champions, and they've still only lost one game this season, and they went to eClub World Cup. They didn't embarrass. Oh, they've lost two. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Pro quickly corrected me there. I mean, they went to eClub World Cup also, and they didn't embarrass themselves. They were fairly decent. Yes, it was disappointing to see them being second on the groups. I mean, a team like Simba United, we expected them to top the group. That was very, very disappointing. So, yeah, but in terms of separating the two teams, I think this is the one clash that will be 50-50 in these quarterfinals.
I think this is probably, actually looking at the four fixtures in the quarterfinals, I think this is probably the game of the entire round, because you look at MC Alger against Wydad Casablanca, Chiefs against Simba, Velozdad against Esperance. I think Al Ahly against Sundowns is the game with the biggest focus, the biggest magnitude.
That's what I'm saying. If you look at the other games, I mean, it's easy to point out favourites, Esperance. Yeah. You look at Simba, easy favourites against Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look
at Wydad,
easy favourites, you know. So this one is really a 50-50, and everyone will be looking at that game. And a winner there can possibly go to the final.
Yeah, it feels like a final before the final, bro.
There's also another tight one, the way you cannot tell who's going to win. The Chiefs one, Chiefs versus Simba. I think it's the least.
I don't know when to take you seriously.
I think it's the least spoken about fixture, because you cannot tell who's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell
who's going to draw.
But you can. looking at Kaizer Chiefs' form in the CAF Champions League, I mean, you can't just write them off.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they will fight till the end, and you know that they are going to upset many people, and they can get a draw away, provided Edu, Akbay, one of them recovers, Kama Biliat also recovers. They need those players most definitely, and you need the experience, especially of Itumele Nkune away from home, and in the game of such magnitude, you need a big player like him. And obviously the Sundowns, Al Ahly one, is already after the draw. Already there were a lot of media outlets, even as far as North America, who were starting to talk about the game, because it has attracted so much attention in the Arab community as well. They've been talking about this game, because you know what happened in Sudan. There was a fight between Sundowns' technical team and Al Ahly's technical team. because the Al Ahly technical team refused to leave the field on time for Sundowns to allow Sundowns to train. So there was a war. They were fighting. There was a lot of pushing and shoving. So it's more than just a game.
Mm-hmm.
This one it's emotional, and I know that Coach Peter is going to throw a lot of shade, and I know that the Sundowns trio will return the favor. And it's going to be more than just the game on the field. Off the field as well, there's going to be a lot that will be said and done.
I think also, just to answer your points, is that the three wise men at Sundowns, they would also be wanting to prove a point that they actually have formed a better team than what Pizzo had left behind. Banelli?
Yeah, definitely. But if you look at how Pirates, I mean, Sundowns were easily beating Pirates, and everyone said it's because Coach Rolani knew the Pirates players lineup. And he knew how they play, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe that also can have an effect that Upizo knows the Sundowns players, so mm-hmm. in a way that can swing in his favor. At the same time, it can also be a disadvantage for him, because Omar Ngoba and Abo Rolani have worked with him for years and years. They know
book.
Exactly. They know how he plans and how he structures the team. So yeah, it definitely is an interesting one, and I really don't know how to separate these two teams. I just can't wait.
And their goalkeeper is off form as well. He's been conceding a lot of bad goals lately. So that's Egypt's number one goalkeeper. So
yeah, I remember him even in the Club World Cup. I mean, he was a little bit of Akpe-ish.
So you might look at the combination of Mutupa and Shalulule and say, maybe they would eat nice.
Yeah, obviously Al Ahly maybe need a Washington Arubi in their ranks. But yeah, speaking of Washington Arubi, Chakuma and Chippa United face off in what should be an interesting Nedbank Cup final.
Entertaining stuff. Both teams, they play it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it on the floor. They play less 1-2s. Chippa United, we know them. Since the days of Coach Dentons, that you know, they are a team that likes to play it on the ground. You know that TTM, they've got an exciting player there in Londo, in midfield, pulling the strings. They've got a nice left footer there, Thabo Mnyamane, who's a good set piece specialist. They also got Toto Ngele there.
Rakhali against his former club.
Rakhali against his former club as well. And you've got Abon Dengane at the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an interesting one. But for me, the most interesting one would be to see if Anthony Lafour becomes the most decorated PSL player, because he's looking for that final medal of his career, where he will go past Dean Clate and be the most decorated footballer in South Africa.
Interesting one.
Sure. I know you said that's obviously the most interesting factor in the game for you is whether Anthony Lafour can get his hands on that silverware. But for me, I'm looking at it as one of these teams could be relegated and be playing Confederations Cup.
Or both.
Or both, and could be playing CAF Continental Football next season.
And such things happen. I mean, we saw this happening in the Premier League, if I'm not mistaken, where a team won a cup and got relegated. Was it not West Brom also?
Middlesbrough as well. They won the cup and went to the Championship.
So, you know, these things do happen in football. And yeah, here we had a case where Free State Stars won it and they got relegated the next season. So Polokwane City played in the final and they got relegated, I mean, that season. So, I mean, you never know what can happen. But yeah, cups can be in a way misleading. I mean, if you look at this game in terms of who I want to win, I really don't know, because I mean, if Uchipa wins, and we always blame him for sacking coaches and all of that.
But
and
now there's a formula that has actually worked for him.
And he's always bragging about it too. Mm-hmm. And he says it's working, then why he never gets relegated and all of that, you know. So I do want him to learn a lesson where he doesn't win a cup and he gets relegated, because this thing of firing a coach after every four games, mm-hmm. I mean, that's not football.
Sometimes three games.
You know, so that's not how you should manage a football team. I'm totally against that. So if he does go on and win a cup, he'll brag and say, look, you always criticize my style of management. I've won a cup. I don't get relegated. You know, mm-hmm. it will boost his ego even more. But if you look at a team like Ichakuma, I mean, at some point they have to substitute and you know, to see a team like that going on in winning a trophy, I mean, also it would be a joke. But one of them has to win, and I'd go for Ichakuma. What a turnaround. At some point these players never used to get paid, so it would be a nice way to end the season with silverware and a bit of Nedbank Cup bonus, because they never gave up. They used to play, and you know, so yeah, I think
even for me, during their strikes,
exactly. So for me, I think TTM deserve it more. I mean, they turned the season around from being down and out, written off by everyone, including myself. So I think maybe Chakuma for me. Yeah, I'll be siding with them, but
I am going. I'm going with Chipa.
You think so?
You can't have a team that bought its way to the PSL and watch them lift the most.
I've got a question. Are these the two
of the worst teams?
Two of the worst managed teams, because I do think Black Leopards are, as a football team, are much worse than these two sides. Yeah. But as the way the club is run, I think these two teams, if you were judged on how you are run as a club, these two teams would be fighting relegation as they
definitely
are now.
Definitely.
I don't think Chipa are the worst run club in the league. I think the previous administration of TTM was the worst, but not the current one.
Yeah.
We need to be fair on our judgment as well. I strongly believe that the current TTM management, I think they've done fairly well. They've kept the noise. I mean, they've silenced everyone. You can see that the players, they are happy. They want to play for Chipa United. I mean, for TTM. And if you look at Chipa United as well, I think administratively they're doing well. I think the only problem that we have with Chipa United, all football lovers, is the firing and hiring of coaches. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
But you'll never hear any noise about players not being paid at Chipa, not traveling with proper aeroplane or using a bus from PE to
they're
Lincoln.
Taken care of.
Yeah, that players at Chipa United are taken care of, and I'm sure that they live comfortably. And I don't think Chipa is bad administratively. I think it's just the hiring and firing of coaches. Otherwise, I would really love Chipa to win this trophy. I think it would be good for him. It would be good for the people of Klabega. I also think it would be good for young football managers to learn from Chipa that you can make it in the PSL.
This game is for you.
Precisely.
Well, lastly, gentlemen, we've received some big news this week regarding Bafana Bafana. We've got a new head coach, Belgian Hugo Broos, obviously previously at Cameroon national team. Your thoughts on the situation, Banile?
Look, I said it before Hugo Broos was announced, that no matter how good the next coach comes, until we sort out USAFA, then nothing is going to happen. I mean, USAFA as a whole, for me, I believe that they're in shambles. They are a joke. And when they are like that, it makes it difficult for anyone to work. No matter how excited you are about work, no matter how enthusiastic you are about working, but if you're not being given the right support and the right working tools, then you're never ever going to succeed. So I think Hugo Broos chose the wrong team. For
Sounds
me,
advertising
if I was his agent, I would have chosen EDRC. I wouldn't have taken Bafana Bafana. I'm happy though for coach Penny McCarthy. I mean, he was strongly linked with the Bafana Bafana, and I think he's still a young, upcoming coach. He still has a lot to show, and he has a lot to offer in South African football. So him going to Bafana Bafana was going to ruin everything. So I'm happy that Mopane is not going to that shambles at USAFA.
We have hired a coach since 2008. He has never stayed more than a year, be it a club or a national team.
Sure.
So you ask yourself, does he have commitment issues or what? He's 16.
How long he stayed at Cameroon?
Cameroon, 1 year.
Sure.
So you he's a short sprint kind of coach. So I don't know why USAFA gave him 5 years. Because
I mean, they're still owing Unseki and they're still giving big contracts.
And they haven't fired Unseki, but but I'm happy to hear that they've actually officially parted ways, because it was going to be a joke to have two coaches at the same time. But look, he can turn our national team around. He spoke very well about introducing youngsters, because I think the previous coach made a lot of errors by calling the 31-year-olds, the 30-year-olds to the national team.
Mm-hmm.
He even gave a debut to a 31-year-old just to show how much he did not understand his role as a national team coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy that the current coach has has made a bold statement to say he's going for the youngsters. I think the current under 23 team, we should work with them going forward. Whether we qualify for 2022 or not, that's a story for another day. But as long as we chase the playing personnel, because I think the current one has not done anything for the national team, whether they are from Sundowns, Chiefs, Pirates or overseas, the fact remains they have not done anything for the national team.
Does it also, I know we're talking about filling shoes and replacing coaches, was any coach going to be better than Ntseki?
Looking at Hugo Bro's CV, I'm hoping that it's going to be better than Ntseki. You can't be worse than Ntseki. If you are worse than Ntseki, then it means you have a Sapa D license.
Your style's Puma.
But yeah, if you're out there listening and want to get involved in the debates, let us know your thoughts on Hugo Bro's as a national team head coach of Bafana Bafana. And if your comment does hit the target, we will credit your account with the 200 rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bits. Gentlemen, any final words from your side?
For me, I'd say as Bulala and NECAF Champions League, so yeah, it'll be interesting. But the good thing is we will have a South African coach in the final, so that's the nice thing about it. But yeah, for the first time, I can't wait to watch the NECAF Champions League. I'm buzzing.
Can you wait to see who will lift the DStv Premiership?
Well, that one, I mean, it's obvious. We've been seeing it for the last 4 seasons, so we've gotten used to it now.
Found peace.
Good luck, Chippa United. I hope you make me proud.
Until next week, gentlemen.
Sharp.
Thank you, Sebo.